Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Drought conditions, especially in western Nebraska, could be an indicator that grasshoppers might be a problem this season. Extension educator Dave Boxler says below normal precipitation for the past few years could mean potential higher populations of grasshoppers, and farmers need to control them early.
Here in Nebraska, we have about 50 different species of grasshoppers that exist in rangeland and pasture. But of that 50, we have 10 species that probably create the most damage. At least about 95% of the damage is attributed to 10 of those species. And we have different species that hatch over time. We'll have an early hatching complex, and then we'll have one that hatches a little bit later in the season around early June. And that's all dependent, of course, on soil temperature and ambient temperature. So it's going to be kind of a challenge given our weather currently, where we're seeing these very warm conditions followed by cold conditions, because grasshopper eggs hatch about at a soil temperature between 50 and 55. So there's going to be a lot of variability. And of course, that happens every year. You know, last year we saw a couple of counties in western Nebraska that had some fairly high grasshopper numbers. There weren't very many pastures treated. And if you look at the 2025 grasshopper hazard map, those counties now are boldly in red, and I'm talking about Grant and Arthur counties. And there's about 10 counties that have fall adult populations exceeding 15 per square yard, and that really is a red flag when it comes to predicting what the populations might be for this summer. It's a very good indicator. And unfortunately, when you have a series of very warm and dry summers coupled together, that usually makes some very good conditions for a grasshopper populations. And we've seen that years ago during 2011, 12, and 13, where we had consecutive dry summers. So those are really warnings that we need to be observant. And if hypothetically we get a very cool and wet early May, that could have a significant effect on the survivorship of the grasshoppers that are hatching at the time. When a grasshopper nymph emerges from the egg, it has food resources for about one day. And if you have temperatures that are hovering between 50 and 55 in very cool, damp conditions, that doesn't allow the grasshopper nymph to go out and feed, and essentially they will die of starvation. And we've seen that happen a few years ago when we had a very wet early May, and that took out a pretty significant amount of grasshopper nymphs. We're hoping for that to happen this year again, not only for a reduction in grasshopper numbers, but also to stimulate our grass production in our pastures, because right now it's not looking very good. The economic thresholds for grasshoppers varies considerably, anywhere from 8 to 40 per square yard. And those thresholds really are influenced by several factors, including the cost of control of the product, projected forage yield, and the value of the forage considered for that treatment. So there's a lot of variables there. And as far as the impact, grasshoppers can really consume a lot of forage. I'll give you an example. They consume about 50% of their body weight per day in forage. And if you equate that to, say, 2.7 grasshoppers per square yard within an acre, that amounts to over 12,000, almost 13,000 grasshoppers. And you take that one step further and say you had an acre of pasture with close to 70 grasshoppers per square yard, that equals the consumption of forage by one cow per day.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.